following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And welcome to turn 112 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I am Black Lace, and with me in the studio is Ugly Brute.
Hello.
Hello. How was your week?
My week was good. Hey, that opening music that we just heard, is it just me or that was the first time that I noticed just how pumping the drums are in that? It's like,
no, it's
massive.
Always that
They're
way.
Just going off. I could that picture Animal doing it or something.
That's awesome. City Limits. We thank them at the end of every show, and we watch them at BlizzCon this year doing another one of their musical thingies. But we're forgetting somebody.
Who's that?
Obviously.
Dang. This card is sweet. Almost as sweet as a dessert camel.
Ooh.
Dessert camel.
Desert camel.
See? I told you it was easy.
Yeah. Desert camel.
I thought for a minute it was Blood Mage Thelnos, but...
I had that up on my screen, too. I was ready for it.
Get
I really
it?
Was.
Almost I was trying to bait him into
sweet
using
as a
sweet
dessert
as a
camel?
Dessert camel?
It's amazing what one or two S's can do, isn't it?
It is. Well, why don't you tell us about the card?
It is from the new expansion. You know, the Explorer's League, not expansion. Standalone adventure. 3 casting cost. Hunter, Beast. 2/4 minion. Common quality. Battle cry. Put a 1 cost minion from each deck into the battlefield.
Neat.
Have you ever used it, AB?
That card will never see the light of day in any deck I play.
Aw. Hey, how much gold do you have saved?
How much gold do I... Isn't that a personal question?
I have 90.
Go for it. Oh, I want to see. Come on, tell me.
All right. I have 1,545 gold.
Nice. I have 805.
What is this?
We're gearing
is this a contest?
Up.
I have
another.
I have another number that's more substantial.
Do tell.
I will probably before we record again hit my golden hunter. I'm at 487 of 500.
Nice.
Awesome.
Are you going to try and do it in one hard slog?
Well,
you're just going to sit down and not get up again until you've got it, or are you going to do it gradually?
I may have told you yesterday, I sat down for like an hour, and I went from 20 to 16, just winning, alternating my face hunter with my tourney hunter. And I felt pretty good about it. And then at lunchtime today, I got knocked all the way back down to 18 because I just had loss after loss after loss. And then I won one when I got home from work. So, you know, if I win 1 out of 6, I'll still probably do it before the week is out.
Hey, I've gotten really good at losing. I mean,
that's
really
great.
Good.
You should write a book on it.
I should. I'm so awesome at losing this game. It's incredible. Okay, so anyway, let's talk about some not of Hearthstone news. We have just a couple little ditties to share with everybody. Two-headed giants.
I'm not ready.
Who's ready?
That would be Cho'Gall, who we see in Warcraft, but we also see in Heroes of the Storm. He's really not going to be ready after tomorrow because the free Cho'Gall ends tomorrow. So if you haven't gotten him, haven't played him...
Then by the time you listen to this, it'll be too late.
Yes, unless you're listening live, so... Cho'Gall's going bye-bye.
We just lost all our live listeners free. Now. They're all gone.
Yeah, they all left to go get him to play Heroes of the Storm.
I don't know. Is he going to go into the store and they're going to charge money for him? Or?
We'll find out. I don't know. It's a good question. So that's one bit of little trivia. The other is Diablo Season 5 starts on January 15th.
Very soon.
Yes. So, anything else you want to share on that, Autumnsbane? Oh, yes, there was more.
Yeah,
on Diablo.
They're discontinuing the season-only gear sets, which I guess they had before.
The legendary stuff.
The legendary gear that was awarded to you only for that season, if you reached a certain threshold or if you played or whatever it was. But now, instead of doing that, they're going to give you a full set of legendary armor to match your hero. So, I guess it won't be exclusive to that season, but it'll probably be stuff that's already in the game. That's a nice set, and you'll get it. So, we played pretty extensively earlier in the season.
We played pretty hot and heavy at the very
beginning. Got most of the achievements. So,
yep. So what happens at the next season? Do the achievements change? Do the maps change? What differentiates? So that you're not...
You start all over again with a brand new hero. Your seasonal character can just be played casual.
Stays in your collection.
That's what Diablo's all about. The replay over and over again. To repeat it until you throw up. Which I think I almost did, which is why I kind of stopped playing.
I only play at
the beginning of each new season. And then I get all the achievements and then I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Yep. And pets. You got pets.
It's a good game, but I don't get people who just play it over and over, like, you know, to get to
Paragon level 795,000.
Paragon level 9,000 is like, that's really
too
much grinding.
All right. So that's all the, well, I'm sure it's not all the news, but we're primarily Hearthstone. That's all the un-Hearthstone stuff we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're just kind of brushing the surface.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't all the non-Hearthstone stuff.
Wasn't?
Yeah, well, Overwatch. Overwatch is having a giveaway for their gear.
That's right.
And I think also, what's the name of that company that sells a lot of gaming gear? Oh, I can't remember it, because as usual, my brain is dead. Until now, you can only buy...
Jinx,
yeah. Jinx is getting the Overwatch license. So not only can you buy it at the Blizzard store, but you'll soon be able to buy it at Jinx. If not already. I know.
Got this rockin' Overwatch backpack, and I've got this really cool Overwatch jacket with a hoodie. I had a great holiday. It was Blizzard all the way.
Sweet.
Such a geek. Autumnsbane. No. Ugly Brute.
Yes.
I don't play on an iPad, do you?
I do, actually, but only when I'm in the bathroom or in bed.
In the bathroom or what?
Could that be like TMI in bed?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been having problems with it crashing?
No, I haven't done the latest update. Yeah, I do have a problem with it crashing in bed, but I don't have a problem with it because I haven't done the update.
Okay.
But apparently what happened was people who have updated their iPads to the latest iOS 9 point something, can't remember what it is, some of them were experiencing crashes with Hearthstone. But apparently some genius figured out that it was as simple as just reorientating your iPad, like rotating it around, so that the home button was on the right-hand side instead of the left-hand side. If it was on the left-hand side, for some reason, there was a bit of a lock-up with the screen or a crash. But if you rotated your iPad so that your home screen was facing the other way, for some strange reason, everything resolved itself.
That's one of the weirdest glitches I've ever heard.
That's why I will never get that bug. Because while the home button is on the right side, the earphone jack is on the left side. Since I'm right-handed and I play while I'm eating lunch, and I eat my sandwich with my right hand...
And you don't want the cord in the way?
I don't want the cord in the way, so I plug my earphones in, which I have to do or else I get strange looks from everyone around me, into the left side. So I always play with the button on the right, so I will never see that glitch.
I want to know who was the genius that worked at worked at Blizzard that when they had reports of this problem said, oh, just, you know.
Just turn it over.
Turn it around.
Yeah, is that one of the customer service questions?
I hope they pay that guy millions of dollars.
Which orientation do you have your iPad in?
Have you turned it on and off again, and have you rotated it?
Are you holding it at a 30-degree angle or completely vertically?
How
but
come
that guy
all
is
these...
a genius, and Blizzard should pay him an extra $5 million this year for that.
All right. So, let's see. Kriparian had a video out that was I was really interested in. We were talking about how luck has a lot to do with stuff, and it does have a lot to do with stuff, but... if you're not a lucky person, Blizzard seems to have implemented, we don't know if this is recent or not, if it's always been this way, it didn't seem to be this way, pity timers. You heard of a pity timer, guys?
Only my wife.
Well, this is a
That's when you're
timer.
Training your child and you use the timer to see how long it takes them to go pity.
No.
Oh, wait, that's
no.
potty timer.
That's
Never
potty.
Mind.
This is a legendary timer. It's a pity timer for legendaries. If you haven't gotten a legendary, buy 40 packs. The pity timer goes
off. Of the same pack?
Of the
same
type, yes.
Of
the same type. It will set it off. It's got to be the same set, and it's not based on a session. If you buy 5 packs today and 5 packs tomorrow and 20 packs the next time and you don't find a legend, then by the time you hit 40 packs, you're going to get a legend. Almost guaranteed. It'll be
but you
got to
be crazy
right around
unlucky.
That area.
You'd have to be crazy unlucky not to get one by 40 packs, surely.
Yeah, but and then you got to be careful, though, because if you, like, say you did 20 packs and said, okay, this isn't working, I'm going to try Goblins versus Gnomes because I've been doing Classic, it'll screw you up. And if you want to reset it, wait till you get your Legendary, then change the types of packs you're getting. Don't shift in the middle because it won't keep
so
tabulating.
It will.
Remember
when you go back to the regular, it'll
that.
Continue
right.
to count.
It will continue to count, but it won't help you.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just do it in 40 if you keep swapping around. Yeah.
So this is based on a lot of research they've done with some sites having thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, you know, submitting. I don't know how they do it, how they gather their data, but of opening their packs. They had graphs and everything. It was pretty interesting, but Kriparian.
You've never gotten anywhere near 40 to get your legendaries.
I'm
so when you get the pity
lucky.
One, when you get the pity one, do you get to choose? Like, do they show you 3 that you can choose from or something?
No. Just you open a pack and you get lucky.
You get like Milhouse or something.
Yeah.
I reckon if you had to wait for yeah, exactly. I reckon if you had to wait 40 packs to get one, you deserve to be able to pick 1 from 3 or something like that.
Yeah, well.
Or
am I
just being
like
grouchy? And they're nice, and I'm just being grouchy, maybe.
Yeah. I don't think they had to implement these pity timers, but they did.
Hey, speaking
which,
of
it's
pick
not a bad
one
thing.
Of three, speaking of one of three...
Are you talking about...
I'm talking
discoveries?
About... Discoveries? Yes, discoveries. I keep getting the same cards in my discoveries every time. It's like the same one. It's the worm, the legendary worm that does 1 damage at the end of your turn.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Valkyr that if you cast a spell on it, something happens. And it's the mech. The mech looks like a cat that gives bonuses to the other mechs or gets bonuses from the other mechs. It's like these same cards show up every single time. It's
Is
just
it always
crazy.
The same class? Because I've never seen those show up.
Well, Fiola Darkbane is not a hunter thing, but the worm is, and I think the that other mech I was talking about may be a hunter also. And then the same thing with that stupid 2 casting cost 1/1 bug. It keeps giving me the parrot. The parrot. Over and over again, I get the parrot. So I'm wondering if there's just a select group of cards that they have. All right, you have a 95% chance to get these. And if you're one of those lucky schmoes, you might get something else. I don't know. Have you been noticing repetition? A lot of repetition?
Nope. Not I.
Oh, yeah. I think
it
is
supposed to be
random. I
also don't play with a lot of them. Yeah.
I think they do play with the full pool of cards that are in that choice range. So it's just random. Maybe you don't use the discover mechanic Autumn Spade. Maybe you've got the rediscover mechanic in your one or something.
I don't know.
It's glitched out just for you.
the pity mechanics not taking place in mine, because I swear I must have seen 40 discoverers and I still keep getting, I don't know.
Well, if anybody else out there listening to us actually has that happening to them too, please send us an email and let us know. Start checking into it. I forgot something on, but since we're still not completely back to Hearthstone, Blizzard had a major purchase, literally major purchase, recently.
Ha ha ha. Major league purchase.
Yes.
Yeah, this news broke, I think, last Monday. So it was the day we recorded, but I guess we caught the news too late. And Activision buys Major League Gaming, which is an esports giant. In fact, they recently hired somebody who used to work for that company and was one of the co-founders. So at BlizzCon, Blizzard said that they're doing some stuff on their own. Like, they're going to do comic books. Remember that announcement at BlizzCon, Ugly Boo and Black Lace? And somebody says, are you going to use one of the major publishing houses? And Chris Metzen says, no, we're going to do it ourselves. Well, I guess there's other things they're going to do themselves. They're going to start organizing all their own e-stuff, and not just what we see at BlizzCon, but all over. And it's Activision and it's Blizzard, so that means probably all the Blizzard games, and Call of Duty seems to be the only one Activision puts out that's worthy of esports at this time. There's been no word as to whether or not they want to entice other companies to come on and do it too, but I'm guessing that that's going to happen, because Mike Morhaime actually went to Asia and was touring Asia and promoting esports there, like during the holiday break. So this is big news, and I don't know exactly what it's going to mean, but it's going to put it all in Blizzard's hands. And not that they weren't doing it already, but anyway, probably everybody who's listening has heard this news already, so I don't want to get into too much detail, but if you're really interested, the news is all over it. Google is your friend, but it's pretty big news.
Interesting. Let me see. I'm going to skip ahead. I want to talk about Clobberin' Time, but I don't think I can right now. So we're going to move on to me playing with people's decks, which I haven't done in a very long time. I just recently played, and I don't know whether I just really stink or what the case is, but I was recently playing with Flintlock's Holy Crusade deck. This one is built very much around the cards from the latest expansion, because it's got... What is her name? Why can't I find it?
You lost Elise. The deck. Elise Starshine?
Yes, Elise Starshine. Actually? Yes, Elise Starseeker.
Starseeker.
Vol'jin, which I didn't have. I had to replace him. Reno Jackson and Dr. Boom. I didn't do a big replace with Vol'jin. I'm not sure what I threw in there. Sadly,
I wish I could give you mine.
But it didn't really help, because... Let me read the deck to everybody, and this is going to be a long one, because he did do for Reno Jackson one of everything, so I don't have to say two of these and one of these, it's just one of each of these. Holy Smite, Inner Fire, Light of the Nauru, Power Word Shield, Northshire Cleric, Resurrect, Shadow Word Pain, Lightwell, Museum Curator, Shadow Word Death, Thought Steal, Velen's Chosen, Dark Cultist, Mass Dispel, Shadow Madness, Elise Starseeker, Holy Champion, Tournament Medic, Excavated Evil, Holy Nova, Abomination, Gubarashi Berserker, oh no, is that how you pronounce it? Something like that. Summoning Stone, yes. Summoning Stone, Vol'jin, Entomb, Light Bomb, Cabal Shadow Priest, Reno Jackson, Dr. Boom, and Mind Control. Now, it did teach me about some really cool cards like Summoning Stone. I got to learn to love that one. It did also teach me that I don't like not having duplicates in my deck, because there were times that I was wishing for my Shadow Word Death or my Shadow Word Pain, and I only had one and had used it and needed to and needed another. The things I found that were detrimental with the deck. I had to concede several times. I think almost three games in a row I conceded because on turn five I still hadn't gotten a single minion. And it's a priest deck. And it, none of its direct damage.
I thought it sounded spell heavy. It sounds like it's got a lot of spells in it.
Yeah, it's got, I think, a few too many spells. It doesn't have any taunts. So I would have maybe put in a one or two casting cost something with the taunt, because there are cards here to double and or add, not double, but add to and manipulate your numbers. But there's nothing to taunt. So I had a little trouble with board control. The other thing, let's see, I think that was pretty much it. I liked it. I really liked the theory. The first game I played against a mage, I won. Then I lost against a lock, and I lost against a rogue. And the reason I lost against the rogue was I was locked by spells again. I only had spells in my hand. Third game, mind you, these are all in casual. I lost to the warrior. Then I lost to a hunter who had all high-powered creatures because I couldn't knock them out, and he had a full board. And then I was obliterated by another priest. So really, I hate to say it, I like the premise is a little bit too much on getting Reno Jackson out there and getting Elise out there to get the monkey. It didn't happen. In fact, the first five games I played, Elise never even showed up. So that was a little bit of a problem.
That's the downfall to making a deck that's dependent on certain cards coming out, and they never come out.
I did like the deck.
Did you run out of cards a lot?
No. Never ran out of cards. In fact, my opponents did run out of cards, which was pretty cool.
Okay. Because I noticed there was only two draw mechanics in there.
Yeah, I did get to a couple of them where got me down to six, and then I threw Reno out there and hit 30, and they conceded immediately. That seemed to be when I would win, would be when I would pull one high-powered move and they were just like, oh my god, this is going to go forever, or something like that.
Were you
and
playing would... against me?
Could have been.
Because that's what I do when Reno hit the table.
So, I mean, I liked the deck. I really did like the deck. But more to have fun with than to win. Because it was just different mechanics. But I don't know. Flintlock, I guess, did pretty well with it, but I did not. So.
Well, may I make a comment or two?
Surely.
First of all, a deck that's going to run that long and not have a lot of minions really needs control mechanisms. You've got to have more minions. You've got to have taunts. You've got to have something to maintain control, because this game is obviously meant to go longer than most, especially since you've got that reset button, right?
Right.
So you weren't getting that.
Right.
And it's unfortunate that when you play a deck that's designed for, you know, one to three cards showing up.
Sorry.
And they don't show up, that it's going to have a high failure rate. It's like other decks you've played. They say, this deck doesn't win a lot, but when it does, it's a lot of fun. You've played a few decks like that. This is going to be one of those. This is a fun deck, and when it works, it's probably beautiful. But I was playing against somebody today, and I just knew it was a Reno Jackson deck, because we're like eight turns in, and I never saw a repeat card. Not only did I never see a repeat card, I didn't see the staples that particular class usually has. You know, there are certain cards that people always play. Not only were they not playing those cards, they weren't playing two of those cards. And I think what happened to my opponent is he just never drew Reno. Because it was like turn 12 when I finally beat him, and you know, he was at low health for a long time. I'm like, okay, is he gonna play it now?
Something.
Is he gonna play it now? Is he gonna play it now? And he never did. So I bet he just never drew it.
Yeah, I have to correct something. I said there were no taunts. I'm incorrect on that. The abomination was there. But there were only about 12 minions.
The monkey has taunt.
If it comes out.
The monkey from the map.
I never got it. Elise just kept giving me cards that would, I didn't get anything from.
That's so convoluted, though. You play Elise, you get the map. The map goes in the deck. Mm-hmm. You call the map out, that leads to the monkey. And so I've never seen the map come out.
The monkey didn't come out.
The one time I saw the map come out, and it was the last turn as I was killing my opponent, so it didn't do me any good. But that, again, fun mechanic.
I just think that...
I've yet to see it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
Never.
Never. How about you, Brute? Have you seen a map or a monkey yet?
No, I haven't. I think it's...
I had the map come out, but it didn't lead to anything, is the weird thing. It went back into my deck to look for more maps or something.
That's when you get the monkey.
I don't know. I know I just didn't get any minions at all from her.
Well, I haven't even seen people I play against play these cards and have them come out.
I mean, you know, Jackson comes out, it's all over. I mean, because he does reset and then everybody just throws up their hands and says, ah, damn you. But really, I think I tend to like to have more minions. And this had only a third of its... was minions. One third of the deck was minions. And they were kind of high casting cost minions too, which was also a problem because I would have like the Gurabashi Berserker and the Abomination. Those are five casting cost. Even the Summoning Stone could technically be a minion. It's five casting cost. But if you're relying on that one, because when you cast a spell, it brings a minion out. So maybe relying on that. But then the Cabal Shadow Priest, Reno Jackson, are sixes. Dr. Boom is a seven. So all right. I just, you know, my hand was too full of high casting costs, or it was all spells. So I'm sorry. I really wanted to like it. And I did like it.
I wanted
it
to look this up for you.
Yes.
The map to the Golden Monkey. So Elise, when Elise comes out, her battle cry is shuffle the map to the Golden Monkey into your deck. So then you have a chance at some point in the future to draw this two casting cost card that is the map to the Golden Monkey, and its ability is shuffle the Golden Monkey into your
deck and draw
a card. So
right.
You get the card, you throw it back in your deck, and there's a chance you could draw it right away because it says draw a card, but more than likely you're not going to unless it's real late in the game. But it's a lot of shuffling things back in your deck in order to get the monkey. And I'm just waiting. I don't even care if somebody draws the monkey and beats my butt with it. I just want to see it happen once.
Yeah, but he did introduce me to two cards that I had not really realized the value of. Entomb was awesome. Choose an enemy minion and shuffle it into your deck. So it takes it away from them and puts it into your deck.
Oh, you said you didn't like that when we reviewed it.
Oh, I like it now. Yeah, I like it a lot because I was able to entomb somebody's Dr. Boom, pull them into my deck, and pop them out again. And then you've got the bombs and everything. So it takes it away from him, and it was nice. So entomb, I learned the value of entomb, and I learned the value of the stone.
Summoning stone.
Yes. And just, again, for anybody who doesn't know, the summoning stone is 5 casting cost, 0/6 minion. Whenever you cast a spell, summon a random minion of the same cost. So that might have been his balance, but maybe I was just getting the wrong spells. And it just...
Did you find that you were getting any... were you getting any decent targets for Vol'jin?
I didn't have Vol'jin.
Have Vol'jin.
Oh,
that
might have
been the problem.
It's on the list.
It's on the list, but I don't have it.
Oh,
so I had
right,
a substitute.
Because I find whenever I play Vol'jin, especially now with all the aggro decks, it's very hard to find something that's got a decent health for him to steal.
Yeah, I tried Vol'jin a couple of times just because I had him and I wanted to try him. And same thing happened to me. I'm like, why do I want to play this card?
You know what?
Hold
on.
Target worth playing it with.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the Abomination is what I put in there instead of Vol'jin so I would have a taunt.
Ah,
hold on, let me
go.
Check that. Nope, he had Abomination. I take that back. I'm not really sure what I substituted in there. It had to be one that was all by itself. So, I liked it. I wanted to play with it. I so wanted it to work and win, but it just didn't work for me. So I'm sorry I didn't play with your deck very well, Flintlock. I do have more decks to play with in the future. I shall continue playing with people's decks. And that's it for me playing with people's decks this week. Let's get back to what we were going to talk about. Clobbering time, Battle of the Builds. So what's better? Battlecry, Death Rattle, Spells, Murlocs, make a deck, pick a side, and let's find out.
Who do you want to talk to first?
Well, let me let everybody know what they were. The Murloc bonus was add a 1/1 Murloc at the end of your turn.
Actually,
the Battlecry...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but before you explain it, can we talk about how confusing it was, so that the listeners can understand how confusing it was before we explain what exactly
it was.
Oh, I
figured it was already. I thought I already had people confused.
Oh man. All right. Well, do you mind if we start with our initial reactions and then we'll talk about what it was, what it actually was? Because that was the thing. I don't know whether Autumn's Bane will agree with me and even yourself, Blacklace, but I was confused and annoyed right from the get-go because the explanation for this one was so weird. Like I said, what's better, Battle Cry, Death Rattle, Spell, or Murloc? Make a deck, pick a side, and let's find out. So I said, okay, pick a side. So I can only make a deck that's one of those, that is one of those four, and you can't have any of the other ones in your deck. Right? That's what I thought.
Oh, I see so what you were thinking.
I started off, I started off with building Battle Cry, and then I put some spells in. I went, oh, no, I'm not supposed to put spells in because I've got to pick a side.
Oh,
and then I realized,
then
I realized I could put Death Rattle in as well. I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to be doing with this deck? It was so confusing. Yeah. And they don't tell you at the start that they're going to give you four choices when you go into the game.
Right, they don't.
Did you guys find it confusing as well, or was I the only one that was a bit like, what the hell's going on?
Well, I kind of had a little heads up. I stopped by the Legend of the Innkeeper to hear their 75th show, and they were discussing...
Congratulations, by the way, to the
Legend of the Innkeeper. Yeah, hats off to the family group there.
Yeah, and Espo from that show, by the way, sent us some really nice comments that I don't know if they're appropriate to say on the air, so we'll discuss it later. But grats, guys, and anyway, I was listening to them talking, and earlier in the day, I had tried to do the brawl, and it was grayed out. So I'm like, okay, I guess it's not up yet. And I get home from work, and it's still grayed out. So I'm like, okay, maybe they're a day late. Then I'm listening to them talk about it on the show. I'm like, these guys have already played it. I can't even get it to work. So I called up Hearthstone, and it was grayed out. But I put my mouse over the button and clicked, and it started right up. So I'm like, what the hell?
That's
so
weird.
All day long, I thought it wasn't up yet, and it was really up. It's just the button wasn't lit up. So I heard them talking about it, and so I kind of had an inkling that you'd have to build a certain type of deck. But like you, Ugly Brute, I didn't know exactly what that meant. So I just figured, okay, I'll make a mage deck, and I'll use the spell thing. So I took the card that gave me, I forgot what the spell bonus was. Blacklist.
Free armor.
Free armor.
Gain
right.
Free armor.
I'm like, okay, great. I made a deck that was predominantly spells and some minions like Flame Wakers and stuff like that, Mana Worms. And it didn't do very well. And the guy who beat me played a deck kept summoning, kept sending out. No, it wasn't a net deck. It was just something that kept summoning Murlocs. Every turn, he summoned a Murloc, but it wasn't a Murloc deck. I'm like, well, that's silly. If I'm going to be summoning Murlocs, I might as well make a Murloc deck so the synergy...
Yeah, for the synergy, yeah.
So for the second time around, I built, since beta, my first Murloc deck. I built one during beta, and then never again. I built a Murloc deck using all these... I used a Paladin so I could have the Murloc Knight. And between the Murlocs I was calling out, and the Murlocs I was getting for free, I just kicked my opponent's ass. That was the way to go for me. And then, because I wasn't really thinking it was a great fun thing to do, I never played a third game. So, got my butt kicked the first time, and then kicked some butt the second time. So, if I had to pick again to do this in the future, just go Murloc. Besides, there's a good chance they see Murlocs, they're going to concede anyway, right?
Exactly. Mm. And you guys, I think Autumn's Bane sort of hit on it. It was one of those tavern brawls which was annoying for your first turn because you didn't know what the heck was going on. But then once you knew what was going on, it actually slowly started to become fun because you could think about it a bit more. But I just was a little bit annoyed. I understand that for the Blizzard likes to keep their descriptions very succinct.
Vague.
But that also vague. Makes it vague. Yeah, and when it's vague... And I mean, I know it's just a fun thing, but it's still, I don't like losing. So I don't like going into something not knowing what I'm supposed to be doing and then getting slaughtered. So Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more explanation for future ones, please.
Yeah, they didn't explain anything. Like, I can tell everybody right now, as I was going to earlier, that the fourth you had a choice of, and it happened so fast, too. And what I didn't realize was when I picked mine that it would last through the whole game, was the Murloc bonus.
Yep, that was also unclear.
Yep. Murloc bonus, one Murloc at the end of your turn, battle cry bonus, battle cry minions get a +1/+1, spell bonus, spells get 3 armor, death rattle minions get +1/+1. Didn't really understand that, but I'll tell you, after I played one game that lasted 40 minutes, I decided I was done. I won, but I was done. I did my typical ping deck because I was unclear of what was going on. So I should say Dusty's typical. It's mine now. I stole it. So my ping deck has a lot of little minions and a lot of little spells. And I did the spell bonus of get 3 armor. So whenever I tossed out my many, 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 many little spells, my armor went up, 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 up. And I played against a druid. And the druid chose spell bonus and spell armor. And it got to the point, this is hysterical. He had like 30 armor. I had like 40 armor. He had the kind of deck that runs his cards out. So by the time we had been playing for 30 minutes, I had like 10 cards left and he was on his last one. So we fatigued each other for... I got in one of my cards brought out the Death Steed, which basically no matter how many times you kill it, it comes back unless you silence it. So yep. I was able to ping him for 1 damage and have my Death Steed race out there each time. So as he was taking burn, I was still able to damage him. And we were up to like 7 fatigue, 8 fatigue before he just finally exploded from... Then that was it. That was how we ended the game. Neither of us had cards, and I was able to...
40 minutes.
Yes. I was able to, because he could only use his hero power to get a shield and do 1 damage, whereas I was able to hit him and take the shield away and damage him because I had my Death Charger out. So it did. It took forever. So after doing that and realizing that, oh my God, because both of us had the bonus armor, we were just like walls upon walls upon walls upon walls to get through to touch us. That was done.
Can I say something else?
Yeah.
I said that the first game I got my butt kicked.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really true. I forgot I had taken a picture. I'm looking at a screenshot now.
Uh-oh.
My opponent has 3 health. And I have 30 health and 27 armor. My opponent had 3 health. I had 2 minions on the board. I had 27 armor and 30 health. He still beat me.
No!
He came from behind and beat me.
How
57 points before I could get... I think he may have healed. Wow. He came out with a bunch of minions. As I'm looking at this picture, he had 5 cards in his hand. All I had was a big game hunter. So I think he just managed to keep my board cleared. So
he must have felt humiliated by that one.
And I must have used up all my good spells already. Or he kept healing. I think he had some healing spells. But it was a long game, like Black Laces. Because can you imagine how long it took to get to the point where I'm up to 27 armor and 30 health and him down to 3? That already is a long game. Oh, wait. It was only turn 8 when this happened. So it was great. It was like I just made a deck with all of these spells. A spell, spell, spell. Armor. Up to 27. But then he had, bigger minions coming out. And he just whomped over me. Had I not taken this picture, I would have forgotten all about this. But, these brawls, they run long. And that's cool. If I'm only going to play 1 or 2 games, because really, that's all I'm going to play. I'm going to play until I get my pack.
Thank God I won mine.
Just a little side concern, though, guys. Do you get the feeling, though, that with some of these new cards now, the game experience is taking a lot longer?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sit down for a quick 5-minute game anymore with Hearthstone, I don't think. Well, not a guarantee.
No, all you need is a Tree of Life and a Reno Jackson, and it's all over. I mean, not literally all over. It just resets.
It's the opposite of all over.
Exactly.
It's all over again.
I hope the tide eventually shifts back the other way, and we can get back to having some quick games again.
Well, that's what, when they first came out, they wanted their games to be like 10-minute games, 10 to 15 minutes. That's what how they promoted it. And now it's like, no.
Well, it depends. I still face my fair share of people who annihilate me by turn 10. The Flamewaker Mage deck, the Totem Shaman, the, you know, they're still playing Face Hunters out there. Yeah, there are aggro decks. There's some warrior aggro decks I've been encountering lately.
Yeah, they're coming back
with,
in force, aren't
with
they?
Big weapons and fast minions. And a guy today, he got the coin and he played two Leper Gnomes in the first turn. And then he got, like an Arcanite Reaper out. It's just like bam, bam, bam before I could get a board going. So. Yeah, either you lose really, really quick or you play for 40 minutes and it's almost nothing in between. So remember when these expansions were coming out, the tournament and the explorers, I was saying how happy I was that the games would slow down. The only place that they seem to be really slowing down is when you're playing kind of a fun deck and so is your opponent, so it goes for a long time, or the brawl. The brawl is... It hasn't been a quick brawl in months, partly because of these cards. And of course, they're going to use the new cards. So for people who like long casual games and would rather play one big game than a bunch of fast ones, they're loving this. But I'd rather just play a game that's 10 minutes.
You know, it's no reflection on the game. The game's great. The cards are fun. But sometimes I just miss the fact that, like, you know, if you've got to go out... Sorry, my son's rattling off things to me. if you've got to go out in 15 minutes, you think, I'll just have a quick game of Hearthstone. You know, you used to be able to do that.
Yep.
But now, right. If you're going out in 15, 20 minutes, you go, I can't really have a game because if the other guy is going to play one of these Reno Jackson decks, so I'm going to be stuck.
That's how I am on my lunch break. I'll look at the clock and I'm like, I've got 15 minutes. Can I play a game? Not really.
I choose my Blizzard games based on the amount of time. If I've got an hour to play, I might play Diablo. If I've got like all afternoon to play, I'll play World of Warcraft. But when my Hearthstone games start taking longer than my Heroes of the Storm games, that's a problem.
Absolutely.
Yep. Let's move along to a couple of emails. Autumnsbane, you had one on talking about exploring.
Exploring. Yeah, let me get this email up. Oh, by the way, today is Alice Paul's birthday. She'd be 131.
Oh, also, guys, can we just have 1 second silence for the awesome David Bowie?
Yeah, I was going to actually mention that. I was going to do that at the end of the show. I wanted to send out a heartfelt sympathy to Duncan Jones, who works for Blizzard doing the work. He's the Warcraft director. Duncan Jones is David Bowie's son. So heartfelt thought, you know, just pouring out our hearts that we're going to miss David Bowie. He was a wonderful inspiration, both on screen and in our ears. Just legend, absolute legend. And Duncan Jones' father. I am right there with you. Ugly Brute for just quick silence and tribute to David Bowie.
I read the news today. Oh boy. First thing this morning, my New York Times app tells me that David Bowie's dead 2 days after his 69th birthday, on which he released an album. And I immediately thought of John Lennon, because John Lennon had an album out about the time he died. And it sold a lot of copies. This one will probably sell a lot of copies too. But my first thought, and this is terrible, with the movies I've seen him in and the music I've heard him play over the years, the people he's influenced, my first thought is, I wonder if he got to see his son's movie before he passed on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Duncan Jones did send out a Twitter to everybody saying, very, very brief, Very sorry and sad to say it's true. I'll be offline for a while. Love to all. So love right back to you, Duncan Jones, and David Bowie, you'll be missed.
Well,
okay. On that somber note, okay. Let's
to changes. Time for
adventure exploring.
So we will say that this email is from Will.
Mm-hmm.
Will we?
We will.
We will. Okay. And here is, and it's a little dated, I guess, because of the holidays. We're gonna get to all the emails December 8th. I think it's been interesting hearing the solitary Hearthstone voice that actually hasn't unlocked the latest wing of LOE. I guess he was talking about Black Lace. I am basically free to play. Bought Naxxramas when I first started, never spent a penny since. And I don't play a ton, but I've been playing consistently a little bit since GVG launched. I'm not exactly a casual player, but having played well Magic the Gathering, I know a thing or two about paying to win and keeping up with card collections. There are totally more cards I'd like to have, and that's part of what keeps me grinding when I'm bored of the current meta or Tavern Brawl or whatever. I still have cool stuff I would like to get so that I can play more decks. I have found it rather easy to build a few competitive and importantly fun decks, and he puts fun in capital letters. You know what is hard to build as a person who had any real card limit? It's hard to build dumb, fun decks that require the type of legendary cards that you would gladly dust in order to craft Dr. Boom. Cards like Lorewalker Cho or Neptulon, and a surprisingly large amount of the epics in this game. In Magic the Gathering, those cards are worthless, so you can just casually pick them up for pocket change. I will have to spend a lot of time and or money to have a full enough collection. That's really why I like most Tavern Brawls. Either they let me do something fun and dumb, or I can build a dumb fun deck because there's a rule I can abuse. Merry Christmas, Wintervale. So that's from Will, and let's discuss his email.
I agree with him with the Tavern Brawls, especially when they let you play with their own decks, because you're going to get cards that are not cards that you have. So it's definitely fun in that way. Discover kind of gives you that option too, to get cards that you don't normally have. But he's right. The sillier legends you tend to dust for the more important cards. And if you're trying to collect, that makes things hard.
And Will's got the right attitude too. Like, for example, if you're going to be a free-to-play player, two things you can learn from Will. One is patience, because you know he's not in a rush to get these cards that he knows he wants. And the other thing we can learn from Will too is to have fun, because he wanted to really make a point that these decks that he can afford to make, he makes sure that they're also still fun. So while he is patiently saving up and waiting to get these ones he wants, he's not too bored at the same time.
And he's right. Magic the Gathering, you can go out and buy cards, and you can get them cheap. In fact, you can probably get the Keen-Eyed Archer, for which I was a model, for a penny, because it's such a bad card. But if you wanted to have it, you could. But you could get all kinds of cards from Magic dirt cheap, but you can't buy individual cards in this game. You have to hope you get enough dust to make them. So again, that involves spending money and or time. But the good thing is, it can be time. You don't have to spend money. He said he hasn't spent a lot of money. We're at the point where we're not spending a lot of money anymore. So, you know, a lot of free-to-play games, you can't get this far unless you spend money. So that's one of the great things about Hearthstone. Just if you've got the patience and the time, you can eventually get the cards you want. But it may take a year or more.
Hey guys, what are your thoughts on this idea? I just was having it now while Oldenspain was talking. With not necessarily, just imagine that you don't, what I'm just about to say doesn't apply to the latest expansion, right? The latest expansion, you buy packs and you just get what you get. But with previous ones, for example, Goblins versus Gnomes and the classic packs, do you reckon it would be a cool idea if they incorporated the Discover mechanic in? Like, for example, still have the five cards that turn up, but when you click on each, when you open a pack, you still see the five cards that you flip around. But when you flip them around, you get a discover mechanism where you'll get like three cards that are like a three mana cost, none of which are legendary. But you can choose which one you want because you know your collection, you know what you need. And you go, oh, I'll have that one. And then if you do turn over a legend, it'll say, oh, legendary, but then it'll still bring up three legends that you can choose from. I know that they want you to dust because it makes money for Blizzard, which is perfectly fine in my book because Blizzard deserves money for making the game. But with the older collections, do you think having a discover mechanic when you open up your card packs would help beginners?
I think it might confuse the beginners.
That's
because
true.
They're confuse. Already trying to learn cards that they're unfamiliar with.
Yeah, to brand new people, too much choice
is
not necessarily a good thing.
Nah, fair enough. I just thought it just gave you three times the chance to actually get a card you want.
But on that note...
Just buy three packs. Sorry.
On that note...
So that gives you nine chances to get the card you want. on that note, yep.
There's something that Magic the Gathering did that I think Blizzard could do if they chose to, geared towards newer players, and that is have pre-made decks with all of the cards you need for the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have one legendary in the whole deck, and the rest an appropriate number of common, rare, and mythic. Mythic? Is it mythic? My brain is shut. Purple.
That's a dungeon.
Purple epic. Cards, epic cards, and make a deck that is competitive, not like legend. Rank competitive, but you know, rank 20 competitive, and let new players just buy a pack of cards. Magic's been doing that for years.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Pre-made decks another would be one awesome.
Another one that Aldensbane mentioned earlier, which I like, you mentioned it many, many shows ago, but you were saying get class packs where you open it up and you'll have like three of the five cards will actually be specifically for the class you chose,
mm-hmm.
and the other two will be neutral cards.
That'd be awesome
I like
too.
That idea.
Because then you can start focusing on, you know, if you think, you know, I really only really at the moment being a beginner, I only really like playing Druid. So you could just get Druid-focused packs and start building up your Druid collection a bit faster. But
he gave
maybe
you credit
obviously,
for it.
No, Aldensbane did say it a long time ago. But I think if you buy that, though, they should say that these will not come with any... legendaries. Like you can get a class pack which will focus on the class you want, but it will not have any class legendaries in it. Otherwise,
no, I think it should be able to have the same random number generator for a legendary as
other
pack.
So you've still got a chance of getting a legendary.
Yeah.
Thing I'm concerned about, I'm just concerned that legendary will 100% be the legendary for that. So if there's only five legendaries that are class specific for Druid.
Oh yeah, I don't think it should
very,
be class specific legendary.
I don't think
either.
You should be allowed to guarantee that you're going to get a class specific legendary. Is what mm-hmm. I mean. If you get a class specific
then people would
pack.
Only buy those packs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that would be awesome. That would.
Yeah. All right. Otherwise, people, like, what happens? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've been playing since release, and I literally only play Warrior and Druid, so I would have been more than happy. To just buy Warrior and Druid packs.
Well, sometimes new players are pushed into the wrong path. They might want to walk the light path, but are pushed toward the darkness. For example, my kid wanted so much to play Mage, but kept opening packs that had Priest cards.
Oh,
and so,
this is a sad story.
The spawn of my body has been getting Priest card... after Priest card, and so has decided to make a Priest deck and has been evilly chucking as she uses all those nasty Priest exploits to kick butt after butt.
Mm-hmm. And has she turned on her father like Kylo Ren?
No, I don't play my kid ever.
Yeah, because that would be dangerous. All right, we have one more email before we close the show, and this is a Hearthstone Easter egg. Crasley, we love you. Thank you for sending this to us. Hi, you two, and actually it's you three, sorry. Hi, you are on vacation, so we can't say that.
That's okay.
Hi, you two, and Happy New Year, because you weren't here for the Christmas New Year's. Okay, I'm listening to your most recent episode and the letter someone wrote in about Easter eggs in Hearthstone. I think I found a small one with Archchief Rafem. I recently wondered if I could make a useful deck using nothing but golden cards. So my first time facing Rafem, I went in with them. And surprise, surprise, Blizzard actually decided to check to see if your deck is 100% golden cards and has Rafem respond accordingly. Gotta love this game. Hope you all have a fantastic 2016.
Did he say what he said?
He doesn't say what Rafem
said. He didn't say what Rafem said.
Oh, he wants us to do it. We can't afford to do it.
I don't have an entire 30-card deck worth of golds. I wish I did. I don't know. No, I doubt it. I really doubt it. Not any decent ones. But thanks for that email. That's pretty cool.
Let's put the word out to him now that we would need him to write into us again and tell us what he said.
He's got to play it again. Play against Rafem again and let us know what he says. But that is very cool. Thank you for that email. Gentlemen, anything else you want to say?
No.
I just want to say that I love everyone.
Aww.
Everyone?
Everyone?
Everyone. Even people in prison, I love you too.
Even the people with those nasty, nasty names at the top of their Hearthstone board?
No, Lost. Don't love them.
Okay, yay!
All right, you broke me, Autumn's Bane.
Yes, anybody can do it, he can. All right, so everybody, you can find us at awohearthstone.com. You can also find us at hollowsweetmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us on Monday night Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. Send us an email, please do. We love to read your emails. Send me some new decks to play with. I do still have a couple I'm trying to get to play. Send us emails. Tell us your favorites. We're still looking for your plays of the week and your embarrassing moments. We haven't forgotten about that. We just haven't had any submitted lately. awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes and download us there. Send us a review. We'll send you a shout out. You can follow us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone, Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent, and as usual, special thanks to Hollowsweet Media, Xander, the man behind the curtains, and the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits, and our faithful Micmac, who sends us the Twitch feed of the game that people get to watch while they're listening to our podcasts live on Monday Eastern Standard Time. Till next week, I'm Black Lace. Happy hearthing.
Bye, everyone.
Autumn's Bane said goodbye, it just didn't come through.
Production of Hollowsweet Media. Join us next week at Monday 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.